त्वमेव माताश्च पिता त्वमेव बन्धुश्च सखा त्वमेव विद्याद्रविणं त्वमेव सर्वं मम देव देव त्वमेव सर्वं मम देव देव. Benefits of renouncing desires and fulfilling duties. Question to Swamiji: how did you have spiritual gains? Answer by Swamiji: I have gained through satsang, which means association with truth, association of holy company. I do not give as much importance to spiritual practices, that is sadhana, as much as I do give to satsang. For others too, I believe that if they fix their mind and grasp the message of truth, they will benefit immensely. I am sharing an extraordinary point. If you give importance to satsang, try to understand this, then it will not take you as many as years it took me. You will progress very quickly. This is very clear to me and I have no doubts about this. I do not consider you incapable, ineligible in this subject. You have all the abilities to remove the shortcomings in you. According to me, you are only lacking in that intense longing. On awakening that intense longing, even if you are the worst of all the sinners, even if you are the most ignorant of all, even if you have a very short time, then too you will get benefit. The awakening of the intense longing for the truth, for the God, will be when you give up the attachment and affection for the world. As said by Kabirji, Kabira, Maula ek hai, bhave jahan lagaye, bhave hari ki bhagati kar, bhave vishay kamaye. If we wipe out the attachment to the worldly enjoyments and hoarding, then only the true fondness for the God realization will take place. There is so much of money, let there be a little bit more. I have had many enjoyments, let there be a little bit more enjoyment. Let there be a more rest and relaxation to me. May I get more name and fame? May I be free of all the diseases? May I have a high position in the society? May I become like this? May I become like that? Give up all such things, all such desires, then only the true affection for the God will manifest. The reason that the intense longing for the God and affection does not come out because you are unable to give as much as you should. What is renunciation? Gita has called giving up of desires as renunciation. What is desire? Such should happen and such should not. This is what is a desire. Question, Swamiji, without desiring, how will we be able to take care of our body and our family? Answer by Swamiji, caring and supporting the family does not happen due to desire. Please try to understand this. O God, have mercy upon us. Earning of money, acquisition of the things, is not in the least bit dependent on desire. Things are acquired as a result of past and present actions, efforts. There is a very close relationship between the actions and the objects, and there is no relationship whatsoever between the desires and objects. Can anyone say that I have not desired money, wealth, and therefore I remain poor? If I had desired money, then would I become wealthy? In reality, this is not like that. Please try to understand this. There is no relationship whatsoever between the desire and objects. Objects have a relationship with the actions, because actions as well as objects are in prakriti, nature, and are of the same element. Therefore, relationship of objects is with previous or current action. Previous actions are called as prarabdha, deeds performed in earlier birth, and the present actions are called as purushartha, that is present effort or exertion. There is no connection between desires and objects. If I desire that I be taken care of, then simply by desiring will I be taken care of. For an hour, all of you get together and desire that the family is well taken care of, and if you do not give them a single paisa, then will the families will be really looked after? Not at all. The only connection between desire is with the God, Paramatma. If there is a deep longing, an intense desire for the God, he will be attained. Now, what is the reason for this? We are separate from objects. They are far from us. They are far from place, far from time, far from people. Therefore, their attainment is through actions. However, God is not far from place, nor from time, nor from things, nor from people. Whenever I say I, there too God is present completely. Therefore, its attainment is simply by desiring. Money is not present everywhere like Paramatma or God or the Supreme Consciousness. Money has to be created. However, Paramatma does not have to be created. We do not have to bring Paramatma from anywhere to here at all. Paramatma is present ever and everywhere.
You say, Swamiji, we have a large family. It is difficult to even provide food and clothing for them. It is difficult to sustain. Then how can we stay without desiring? Okay. Then do you think you will get the things by desiring? Certainly not. Therefore, have desire to work, but do not desire the things. Do not remain worthless and useless. Do the work that is righteous. Do not do any wrong that entails lying, cheating, deceit, treachery, etc. Within, do not give importance to money. Give up this greed, this desire to accumulate. Then this will be a new fortune for you. In other words, what is not written in your fate will come to you. However, you must give up your greed, and there must be a deep-seated conviction, a firm commitment that I will not commit sin, even if death comes. I will not do injustice. I will not lie. I will not cheat, deceive. Even if we die, what difference it will make? One has to die sometime. Then why take the baggage of sins with you when you die? What is the issue in going with the accumulated sins? If one cannot get money without committing sin, then let us die, remain hungry. At least we don't go to hell. If you live by committing sins, you will surely go to hell. You will not be saved from hell. Even Brahmaji will not be able to save you from hell. Therefore, have the desire to do your duty. Do not be idle and unserviceable. On this topic, I have four things to say. First, engage all your time in the best of best, highest of highest work. Do not be idle and uselessly waste your time. Cards, games, cigarettes, cigar, alcohol, films, dramas, these are all waste of time. It is all born of mode of inertia and delusion, due to which one will take birth in lower wombs and in hell. adho gacchati tamasah. From Gita, verse number 14, chapter 18. Do not waste your time in such useless activities. Continue to remain engaged in the work that is to be done for sustaining the body, for taking care of health, for well-being, activities that are for the benefit of the world, and for remaining engaged in attaining God. Second point, whatever work you do, do it in a satisfactory way by which your mind is satisfied and others also say that this is a great work. If you have to write, read, inquire, sell, buy, whatever work you have to do in this world, do it very satisfactorily and completely. Mothers and sisters, when you cook, do it well. Serve the food well. While working, let the sentiments be how we'll all be satisfied, how we'll all be happy. Third point, pay attention that you do not take others' rights and privileges. It is acceptable if someone else gets your rights and privileges, but others' rights must not come to you at all. Point 4. Spend the least amount of money for the sustenance of your life. For maintenance of this body, for food and drinks, for clothing and beds, bed covers, spend least money. Make do with the ordinary things. Do not take on luxuries, rest, relaxation, tasteful and fanciful things. If you live frugally, then there will not be any shortage in your life. Try it out and see it yourself. Nowadays, people say, what should we do? We are sitting idle. There is no work. Such talk is absolute nonsense. Why are you sitting idle? Recite the divine name, chant God's name, read Gita, Ramayana, do some household work, sweep the floor, wash the dishes and utensils, clean your shoes, clean the bathrooms. There is so much of work. In this way, keep doing something or the other. If you truly want to do, then there is lots of work. By doing work, the inner faculties will be purified. One should have no time remaining for playing cards, dice games. When holidays arrive, do not be unnecessarily travel to the places and roam around, watching films, playing games, spraying water, pushing, kicking, shouting, etc. Uselessly wasting all your time. This human body is not for wasting time. There is oil in the house, or one who is a trader of the oil, then surely the jars will be filled with the oil and are not there for washing his feet. God has given the best of all, this human body. Such a human body's time must be utilized for the best of best work. To waste that time is a major loss. Money can be regenerated. If a child dies, the two younger siblings can grow into youths. Householders can have babies again. However, years, time, by no means at all can be created. They are destroyed and destroyed only. You are very careful about money. Every paisa you think carefully before spending. Whereas when you use up 5 or 6 minutes in watching an aeroplane, what have you gained? Tell me, did your health improve? Or did the world improve? Did you get money? Or did you attain God? What did you gain? The real wealth you have received is in the form of time. Why do you waste it? If you remain cautious and alert, and without wasting time, engage yourself in the best of best work, the highest work, then there will be progress for you in this world and as well as beyond. There is no doubt about this. In whatever field you go, you will progress. Even if the most atheist of all thinks carefully and utilizes his time well, then according to this notion, his actions he will surely progress. He will be surely successful. Then, what to speak of proper utilization of time by one who is a believer in God and who wants to realize God? Let others' rights not be taken. Whatever are a woman's right, give them to her. Do not snatch away whatever are her rights. And whatever are your duties towards her, fulfill them. Whatever are the rights of a son and the duties of a father, you must fulfill them entirely. Mother and father have given birth to you, and they have raised and supported you. They have educated you. Therefore, fulfill your duties entirely towards them. Protect whatever are their rights, and whatever claims they have over you, give those to them. Do not be a bad son. Conduct yourself similarly with your neighbors, with those you conduct business or have a relationship. Make sure their rights are protected. Have a relationship of friendship and honesty with them. In this manner, remain cautious and alert at all the time. In spite of doing this all, the debts will not be repaid. However, at least the new debts will not accumulate. On remaining cautious and alert, you will come to know when you are stepping on others' rights. Right now, you rarely ever come to know about the rights of others. If you are asked right now, you will simply say, "I do not interfere with anyone's right. I am doing everything all right. I don't do sin at all." I have met people who ask, "What is the use of worship and remembrance of God when we do not sin at all?" Let those who sin worship the God and have the devotion. Such people lack awareness or consciousness. They do not even know that the true sin is what? What is injustice? Therefore, at all the times, remain alert that whatever we have heard right now, we will follow for the rest of our life. Now onwards, we will never forget or make that mistake. Right now, I have shared with you that there is no relationship between money and object, and desires or thoughts about these. Their relationship is with actions. It is extremely essential to understand this point. You ask how it will work. We are householders. We have to work and do the business. Therefore, we have to think, how should we work? How should we serve? There is nothing wrong in thinking in this manner. To think about aspects such as, "I must get money, I must get things," is wrong. Question: but we do end up thinking and worrying, Maharaji. Answer by Swamiji: if you get worried, then leave those worries and do your work. By worrying, the intellect gets destroyed. Buddhi shokena nashyati. Peacefully think, only then the intellect will open up. To worry is one thing and to think is another. How to do? In what manner to do? In what manner to care for the family? In what manner to conduct the business? In what way to relate and behave with others? Think about this with a quiet mind. On thinking, the intellect will open up and reveal itself. But if you worry, "Oh, what will I do? How this will be, family will be taken care of, etc. Then your intellect will be destroyed. It will even come in the way of doing your work. There will be no gain. Therefore, without worrying, think, make efforts, do not be idle, listen to the spiritual discourses and associate with the truth, that is the holy company, satsang, read books, think for yourself, or share with others your thoughts and think thorough on them. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan." From the book in Hindi, Sadhan Sudha Sindhu by Sri Swami Ramsukhdasji Maharaj.